Stock, this is dictating on Nabil Alam. Nabil is NABIL, N as in Nancy, NABIL, B as in boy. Alam is ALAM, A as in apple, ALAM, M as in Mary. Nabil Alam, date of birth is 6/17/48. Date of visit 1/11/22. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Jamidar, Humayun Jamidar. And Dr. Roy LeMaster, MD. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and recent fall with multiple right rib fractures. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 73-year-old male who had a fall at home and suffered a right chest contusion with multiple right rib fractures and a hemothorax as well as a pneumothorax, period. The patient was admitted to the hospital. During the first week of November 21, and his chest CT demonstrated multiple posterior right rib fractures with some displacement, and there was a large right pleural effusion occupying two-thirds of the right hemithorax with mediastinal shift. The patient had a chest catheter placed, and the fluid was drained and he was subsequently discharged in a satisfactory condition, period. The patient continued to have some chest tightness and has shortness of breath with exertion, but denies any cough or wheezing. He was then sent for a repeat CT chest on 1/3/22, which showed no pulmonary emboli but had the right lower lobe consolidation consistent with atelectasis, and also a moderate-sized loculated right pleural effusion and a tiny loculated pneumothorax and the lateral aspect of the right lung. There was cardiomegaly and scattered fibrotic scarring in the right lung field. The patient has no fever, so chills, no hemoptysis or night sweats. Next paragraph, past history includes history for diabetes for over 15 years. And he has a history of coronary artery disease. Also has a history for mild regurgitation and anemia, and history for atrial fibrillation and systolic heart failure. The surgery includes colonoscopy and history for hernia surgery. He had a permanent pacemaker placed and had CABG times 2. He also had a colon resection for colon cancer. The nice history of hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of diabetes. And one brother also died of heart disease. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke. Denies significant alcohol intake. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. Has no double vision or cataracts. He has vertigo and sore throat. He has some urinary frequency. He has shortness of breath, activity, no abdominal pains. He has some chest tightness and pain. He has no diarrhea or GI bleed. No depression or anxiety. Denies easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. He has numbness of the extremities and denies skin rash. Next paragraph, medalist included atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams a day, metformin 1000 milligrams BID, glipizide 5 milligrams BID, entresto 24 milligrams 1 BID, xarelto 20 milligrams a day, mirvetric 50 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male, alert, pale, no acute distress, no sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse is 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 172, saturation 98. HE and D norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the bases with crackles at both lung bases. Both lung bases more on the right side. Heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no S3 or murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions are noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is loculated right effusion. Number 2, status post multiple rib fractures with atelectasis, right lower lobe. Number 3 is a history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG. And number 4 is diabetes. Can you also add in the past history? The past history also includes history of aortic valve replacement. And history for atrial ablation. Okay, and next paragraph. Continuing the plan, the patient will be advised to get an ultrasound of the chest to see if the remaining effusion could be drained, you could also see thoracic surgery to see if he needs decortication for the loculated effusion. You'll use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. The follow-up visit here in approximately 6 weeks. I'm sorry, 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Humayun Jamidar. J-A-M-I-D-A-R, Jamidar Humayun, H-U-M-A-Y-U-N.